the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
To the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Episode number 30 of the podcast. Thank you for having me in your living room this week. I do very much appreciate that. Got a lot to talk about this week. Got a lot of college football to get into. Georgia going down in a romp to Auburn. Alabama barely holding on against Mississippi State. Got a lot to talk about. Who's going to be the top four teams in college football? Personally, I think it's going to be Alabama, Miami, Oklahoma, Clemson. We shall see if that comes to fruition. You guys can get in on the conversation. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. 706-993-4606. Head over to the website now. You guys can follow me over there, rantemradio.com. Click on that chat, listen live button. You can chat, listen to the show, be a part of what we got going on today. That comes to fruition. Alright, in the chat room right now. Let me see, who do we have here? Cap Underpants is here as always. How you doing? Thank you for being with me, man. Appreciate it. Just going all in on Rage. Ah, don't understand the hate of Rage. Then move on to the phone lines. Caller on line number one, I believe. Who we got here? I believe we have Doom. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling. How was your week this week?
It was all right. Got me a little frustrated, but, you know, I'll reveal why I'm frustrated tonight.
Okay. Real quick, guys, a couple of awards I want to give out before we get started with the show. Player of the week is Jarrett Stidham. I believe I pronounced his last name correctly. He's our player of the week this week. 16 for 23, 214 yards, three TDs, and that big win against Georgia. The big 40-17 win against Georgia. A loss is a loss because you're dealing with a bunch of kids, but 40-17? Really? Really? Oh, my goodness. So, you know, he's our player of the week, our bitch of the week, the new award I came up with, bitch of the week. Our first one was Jameis Winston. The second one is Vontaze Burfict. Look, man.
True.
You need just stop. There's a report out there saying now that the player, that he was being talked down to by the refs. I don't care if you're being talked down or patronized by the referees. Don't touch the ref.
He need to be out the league, man.
I'm not going to say out the league yet, but he needs to really... I think he needs to be suspended for the season.
And I know. He needs to be out the league. This dude, he has something wrong inside his head, man.
I mean, to my knowledge, this is the second or third time. It's like something he does something like every year.
Oh, yeah.
Every year to be put in the spotlight. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But Vontaze Burfict is our second bitch of the week. Part of language, but that's what he is for what he did.
He's not smart. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I really don't get it either.
Dude, there's one thing that's hit a dude after a play, you know what I'm saying? But you're up here just hurting people, man, you know what I'm saying? And I have a problem with that. Now you going after a ref?
Yeah.
this dude is not going to get signed, man. I don't care how talented of a player he is.
Great player. Great, fantastic player. Get all the tools that you need out of an NFL linebacker. But his behavior, man, he just needs to calm down and get it under control. I think they need to sit him down for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm being too harsh, but I think they really need to sit him down for the rest of the year. All right, real quick before we get into our topics of the night, we'll go ahead and run down the top 25 college football scores, ask some college football questions as well. Had a whole bunch of upsets again this week. Not a whole bunch per se, but we had some. Stanford beat number 9 Washington on Friday night, 30-22. On Saturday, number 1 Georgia goes down to Auburn, 40-17. Number 2 Alabama holds on for dear life. Got a late touchdown against number 16 Mississippi State. Ended up pulling that thing out late, 31-24. Number 7 Miami just crushes Notre Dame, 41-8. Miami's legit. You gotta.
Notre Dame's overrated, so it's kind of.
We'll see what happens in the ACC. Because you still got to get through Clemson, but we'll see what happens in the ACC. Clemson beats Florida State, and can I just say, right now, I would like to wish a fond farewell to that Florida State college football program you have out there. Jimbo Fisher is proving that he's not a coach. He's proving that he won upon talent alone and just not getting it done. You can't get the man out of there because he's got a $40 million contract. So I would like to say a fond farewell to that Florida State football program that died on Saturday, 31-14 to Clemson. I just want to say, Florida State, for all the national championships you gave us,
the bottom years,
for all the Deion Sanders, for all the Peter Warwicks, for all the Warwick Dunns that you gave us.
Chris Winkies.
Chris Winkies. I like to say, Florida State, we're going to miss you. Rest in peace. The Florida State football program died Saturday, November 11th, 2017. We shall miss you. Let me get a deep breath real quick.
Moment of silence.
Moment of silence, please. All right, let's move on. Oklahoma. Number 5, Oklahoma defeats TCU, 38-20. TCU was ranked number 6 at the time, so Oklahoma just went in there, just ramrodded them, 38-20. Wisconsin, number 8, Wisconsin defeat number 20, Iowa, 38-14. Number 11, USC defeats Colorado, 38-24. Number 13, Ohio State ramrods number 12, Michigan State, 48-8. Damn. Number 14, Penn State defeats Rutgers 35-6. Number 15, Oklahoma State defeats number 21, Iowa State 49-42. Georgia Tech pulls off the upset against number 17, Virginia Tech 28-22. Central Florida, number 18, Central Florida defeats UConn 49-24. Number 19, Washington State defeats Utah 33-14. Number 23, NC State. NC State's a tough football team. Defeats Boston College 17-14. Number 24, LSU defeats Arkansas 33-10. And number 25, Northwestern beats Purdue 23-13. They were talking on Mike and Mike this morning that Wisconsin, even if they end up winning their conference, might not even make it to the playoff. Might not even make it. Even if they win their conference, they still might not even make the playoffs. The playoff teams.
I think, man, this whole thing, everything, so SEC field, it's just ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? Just like back in the BCS era, you could have a SEC team with 3 losses make it to a bowl game.
That's true. Back in the day, That was true. No, that was very true. But if you go off my criteria, because again, Alabama, Miami, Oklahoma, Clemson, all have looked good. Now, yeah. granted, they all have looked good. They all have been pretty consistent. Hell, Baker Mayfield for Oklahoma may end up winning the damn Heisman. So we shall see. Let me head over to the chat room again. Cash Cow's in the chat. Cash Cow, what's up, man? How you doing? How you doing? Already talking about them Cowboys.
Oh, we ain't got there yet.
Oh, man. I finna get there now. I talked to Tony C earlier. He'll be calling in as well. He's going to go off on Jason Garrett. And I don't blame him for going off on Jason Garrett, because I think that Jason Garrett made some bad moves. He didn't have his boys ready at all. Some of that decision-making that he made on those offensive line calls, I don't know if that's Jason Garrett's call. I don't know if that's – maybe Tony C can tell me. If it's Jason Garrett call, if it's the O-line call, O-line coach's call, I don't know. But that offensive line played terrible. Claiborne had 6 sacks. Came in with 2. Now he got 8. So we shall see. We shall see. But before we go into the topics of the night, I know you were upset about something that you saw about LeBron James. You sent it to me earlier. And you guys can join us 706-993-4606. Head on over to Rant EN Radio. Hit that chat listen live button. Join us in the chat. Call into the show 706-993-4606. Go ahead, Doom. Tell me what you saw and why you feel so strongly about it.
Well, I ain't never seen a player that's a GM of 2 damn teams.
Me neither.
You know what I'm saying? And he's going around trying to tell what the Knicks need to do. I mean, they lucky that they came back and win, because the Knicks was spanking that ass tonight. The thing with LeBron, and he's taking shots at Phil Jackson, but over the course of this year, this what I want to be the first person to say it. I believe Phil Jackson was right, everything he was saying about Carmelo Anthony and how he was saying that he needed to lead the Knicks. You can look at how the Knicks are actually playing better basketball without Carmelo Anthony. And that if you go back and look through the annals of time, that Carmelo Anthony's not a good basketball player for a team. He's good one-on-one street ball player, but it seems like you got team chemistry issues wherever this dude goes to. And it's starting to show in Oklahoma City. They're not looking like the world beaters they're supposed to be with the personnel they got. So I just thought it was just horrible for LeBron to sit here and call out Phil Jackson. But if you look at it, what's going on, that Phil Jackson was right, that Carmelo needed to leave New York.
And Phil was another person who felt that way. Phil Rea, a resident New York Knicks fan, also felt the same way. That he should have left. And real quick, too, let me get you up to date here. We have a Monday Night Football game going on. The Carolina Panthers.
Let me check fantasy real quick.
The Carolina Panthers are destroying the Miami Dolphins 45-21, fourth quarter, 3:59 left. Cam Newton, 4 touchdown passes, 254 total yards, 254 passing yards. 4 touchdowns. Damn. He got down this week. Give it up to Cam Newton. And they keep things rolling in the NFC South. But I think that's very interesting, too, that LeBron feels he can be the GM of 2 teams.
Two teams. And ain't nobody going to call him out on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe people, you know, in the media feel he has that cachet.
He don't, man. He what? 3-5, 3-6, 3-5 in What's his finals record?
He'll bring up the finals record.
You talking about cachet. I mean, I'm wondering what.
Okay, and Cash Cow's talking much trash. We gonna smack the Cowboys around like a $5 hoe that didn't bring enough money for a
pick. Oh, well, we ain't gonna get there yet. We gonna see you talking about LeBron right now. You know what I'm saying? That hey, what rapport of this guy have? He's been in the damn East for so long. The East is so weak that, you know, my man Skip Bayless say he pads his stats. And, you know, he makes himself look better than, you know, what he is. I'm not taking away his talent, but, dude, you've been in the East, and the East ain't been all that. You know, you walking around like, you know, you just got your ass whooped in the finals last year. You need to be focusing on your team instead of worrying about everybody else. Because ain't no way the Knicks should be beating the defending conference champs the way they were doing. If it weren't for Kyle Korver and J.R. Smith, the other guy that could shoot threes, they would have got blown out.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's just amazing. And there's tons of stuff that LeBron has said. He's taking shots at Phil. I don't get why he's taking shots at Phil. Maybe Phil, he's still upset for what Phil said about him, what, a year ago? 2 years ago?
About his posse.
Yeah.
But it's the truth, man. How can you have your boys on the team playing and stuff? You know what I'm saying? I don't care who you is. You've never seen none of the other these NBA teams when they entourage on the team playing. The Warriors don't do it.
Yeah.
No other teams do it, but it's because he's supposed to be, you know, the king. He can do whatever he want. I don't even think Michael Jordan had his entourage. I don't even think Michael Jordan had an entourage, to tell you the truth.
I don't think he did. LeBron hit his dagger as Cavs stunned the Knicks. I'm trying to see if I can't find it now. There was a rumor out saying that President Trump was trying to fix the issue in China. There it is.
That's not a rumor. That's been confirmed on multiple news sources.
Okay.
CNN, Fox.
Yeah, I have it here.
It's going to be twofold. You know, they're going to try to say he's doing it for publicity, or is he just trying to do it to prevent them from going to jail? Because I'm one of the last U.S. person that went from stealing. He came back basically in a body bag. So I could kind of see what the president is doing. Even that kid from North Korea that stole a sign, and you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, these communist countries, they don't be playing around. But my thing is, what the hell were they thinking?
Yeah.
Especially Ball. Your dad is under enough scrutiny. Why are you stealing Louis Vuitton when your family, you know?
Yeah. And there was a rumor going around, and I think that's been confirmed, too, that he didn't fly back home with the team.
No, I think they're still over there.
Yeah, they're still over there. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think, man? This is communist, man. They don't play with that.
Nah, they don't, man. They don't.
This ain't Dillard's.
Nope.
You ain't Peter Ward.
Nope. Good one. I got a whole beef with college about basketball, which started on Saturday. I got a whole beef with college basketball. Poll came out. You got Duke number one, and you got Michigan State number two. Look, I have no problem with Michigan State. I love Tom Izzo. Fantastic coach, experienced coach. But let me ask you this. Duke, what has Duke done?
They just Duke, man. I'm a Carolina fan, all right?
Look at it now, and you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about being a Carolina fan. You know the ACC. What has Duke done?
They just It does not matter what Duke do or don't do. They always going to be ranked coming into the preseason, like 1, 2, or 3.
I don't understand it because they don't finish that way.
I know, man. It's just how it is, man. It's a way of life, dog. It's a way of life.
It makes me sick. It makes me sick because you're going to get, you got them number one. Okay. They're not going to hold that ranking this year. I do not believe that. They past history says they won't.
I don't even pay attention, man. I don't pay attention.
Past history says you don't hold your ranking. So, okay.
Yeah, they'll probably fall to 10th or something. I don't know how the season goes.
Yeah, they'll probably fall down to 9th or 10th. And then you get in the field of 64. Now go back and look at Duke's history in the field of 64.
Oh, once they hit that tournament, they'll be up in the. It depends, but I just I still hate the Shane Battiers.
because this is not the year of Grant Hill. You know, Grant Hill ain't coming back no time soon. Christian Laettner ain't coming back. If you look at Duke, they got a lot of second, third round exits in the team.
But you can't take it away from their coach, though.
I can't take away some success. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't take anything away from Coach K. Great coach. My problem is we put them in a spot.
Dude, it's like Notre Dame, man. Notre Dame in football is like Duke. But I mean, Duke at least go out and win some stuff.
Right.
But it's always a perennial. It's not like they get scrubs anyway.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, they got the number one recruit this year that the internet was just going crazy about.
Yeah. I mean, I might not like him because I'm a Carolina fan, but you can't, you can't take away from that. You know, it's not like a Kentucky that they got ones and dones. You usually go to Duke. You don't really hear too many people after a one and done at Duke. You're doing at least 3 to 4.
Yeah.
Because you might not even be starting coming in.
That is true.
And it's a little bit more beneficial if you do years at Duke than Kentucky. You might not go highest in the draft, but it seemed like guys coming out of Duke and UNC have longer basketball careers than dudes coming out of Kentucky. Am I wrong?
You might not get the same quality player out of Duke, but I get what you're saying. Now, let's switch over gears to baseball. Congratulations go to Cody Bellinger and Aaron Judge winning the unanimous Rookie of the Year awards in the NL and the AL. Well deserved by both players. Bellinger for the Dodgers, Aaron Judge for the New York Yankees.
I think that with Judge, they kind of found a dude that could. I ain't say he's going to be as good as Jeter, but that caliber, that dude that's. You know what I'm talking about? The Yankees have that kind of focal point star because they kind of been missing that. You know that, hey, he's, you know, you knew that Jeter was the, I'm not trying to sound blasphemous, but you know what I'm saying, that you got that superstar that usually was on the Yankees.
And he is on the cover of the MLB game, this MLB 18, so he has to come.
Yeah, they need somebody that's box office, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Because Jeter was box office.
All right, let's get into some of this NFL football talk. Cowboys lose to the Falcons 27-7. Doom on the Cowboys done.
Until Zeke Elliott come back. Yeah. He was the catalyst to make the offense good. I mean, Dak still played, but you had to respect their running game with Zeke was playing. Now it's, dude, we could go and not have to load the box up and bust these boys up. And their offensive lines ain't the same, not like last year.
Well, you had an injury, but you still had two all pros on our offensive line.
Yeah. I don't hear that about the injury because we finally got our offensive line back, and we trying to make the best out of it. What about the rest of the team? Like I said, they play like ass.
Now, does this show that Zeke is more important than Dak?
No, because you still got to facilitate the whatchamacallit. They're 1A, 1B. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dak can help Zeke out, but Zeke helps Dak out, too, to take the pressure off. Because you got to respect them on the running game. They at least were like two-dimensional. Not a one-dimensional when they play. So, you see what I'm saying? Like, you gotta stack the ball up on... You can stack the ball up on Dak, have another... you got somebody spying him. But you couldn't do that with a Zeke because you had to at least load some people in the box and not free somebody else in the back... Not the backfield, but the secondary.
And we have a final in that game. Carolina defeats Miami 45-21. Mm-hmm. So we have a final in that game. Looks like they had a resurgence in that run game tonight. You had Jonathan Stewart got 17 carries for 110 yards. You also have Cam Newton rush for 95 yards. So it looks like that run game that he had back in the day from that Super Bowl squad. It looked like it made a return tonight. So,
got a question. You think that what it did with somebody else besides the damn Dolphins? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's like a resurgence. It is Jay Cutler and the Dolphins.
That's true. It is Jay Cutler. That is so true. It is Jay Cutler. The sorriest quarterback in NFL history.
I don't know, man. I put Geno Smith up there. That too.
I think that's the reason why Eli Manning is still holding on to that spot in New York as the starting quarterback, because nobody wants to see that Geno Smith.
Hell no, man. They're finna cut that dude.
No one wants to see him. Nobody. Let's move on. Saints get the second largest road win in team history and are 7-2. Are the Saints legit, or are the Bills a bunch of frauds?
No, the Bills ain't no frauds, man. The Saints got... You're actually starting to put a little deep... this is what I'll go with the Dan Marino outage. If they would actually give Dan Marino somewhat of a defense, I think he would have won the Super Bowl. Drew Brees consistently throws for 5,000 a year. He has somewhat of a defense. So... They can put the points up. Now they got somebody to slow the bleeding on defense. They're going to be... They're playing some good football.
Yeah.
So, you know. And we'll see this weekend if my boys can do something with them. You know.
I'm telling people right now. And I can't believe I'm saying this. Because I'm a Drew Brees fan. I'm a Saints fan. I'm a big Drew Brees fan. But in the realm of fantasy... If you want to try to trade them, him and Michael Thomas, to, you know, trade them off a name value, you might want to look at that. Because right now, they're not throwing the football. They are running, pounding the football.
Oh.
And yesterday was just sick.
I know. Because I got him on fantasy, baby.
Ingram.
Ingram. He's doing the damn thing.
Ingram. Anytime you get 300 yards between two running backs?
Yes.
I don't know if that's ever happened before. It may have in the NFL. I can't remember if it did, but it may have happened. I don't remember it, but it may have happened. Just amazing. That's just amazing. That's just amazing to me. You put up 47-10, and Drew Brees doesn't throw for a single touchdown. He ran for one, but doesn't throw a single touchdown.
But now that's good that he has that too. Now you got to respect their running game, and then he'll toast you and, you know,
hit that play action.
Yep,
hit that play action. So we shall see. We shall see. Who's the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC right now? Saints, Rams, Vikings?
I wouldn't put too much on the Vikings. Because we almost came back that game. Just, I will say the Rams, because they're playing some good football, and the Saints, yeah. I mean, McVay's got them Rams playing good football right now.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. He does. And to think, and it's all coming from how you handle Jared Goff. You had him last year. He wasn't even dressing out for games under Fisher. You get McVay.
Jeff Fisher can't coach. And that's why I was so mad that we lost him, McVay, to he was our OC. He was a real good offensive coordinator. He's got a great offensive mind to be so young. He's the youngest head coach. So
I think the thing that always messed up Fisher. Fisher needs a really good OC to be, because he's a defensive-minded coach. He needs a really good OC to make his mark, per se. He can handle a defense. Can coach a defense, yes. But offense is not his pedigree. And the Rams took with him way too long.
Man, they should have been got rid of that dude.
Yeah.
He was next. I mean, he got fired. And the next person we need gone is Marvin Lewis. Then I might be happy is a football fan.
I don't think Marvin Lewis. I don't think it's the case that Marvin Lewis, he can't coach.
He's like, running the halfway house.
Yeah. That's what he's just worried. Uh oh. Let me see if I can get him on.
Oh, the man, the myth, the legend.
The man, the myth, the legend. That is Tony C. Tony C, you with me, sir? Tony C. Are you with me, my friend? Tony C, are you with me?
Holla if you hear me.
Tony C, we got you?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
I'm hanging in there. What's up?
Chilling, man. Oh, got some crosstalk. Now. Yeah, we got some crosstalk.
Got an echo.
Yeah, we got an echo going.
And it went away.
And it's just a one-way echo. Oh, it went away. Okay, we're done. Tony C, man, I know you want the floor to talk about the Cowboys. We spoke earlier. I know you wanted the floor, so here you go, my friend. Take the floor.
Well, you know, I didn't really want the floor per se. It was just that damn, you know. First, let me comment on something Dr. Doom said earlier while I was listening, because he stated that he didn't want to hear about the offensive line issues. But when we beat up on them a couple weeks ago, he used the offensive line as an excuse.
No, I was saying for us, we had four. You only had one offensive person.
But we had our best. We had the best left tackle in the game.
Well, our right was our right. Our pretty much our whole line was out. We had an all pro lineman out. That's what I'm saying.
All pro. One dude. All them together don't equal Tyron Smith. I'm sorry.
Trent Richardson.
I'm sorry. He ain't no Tyron Smith. Because if he was, y'all would have had some 13s and 3s and 12 and 4s closing. All them. The one year, Robert Griffin year, y'all won the division, 10-6?
Yeah.
That's the best over the last 20-some years. Come on now.
I'm just saying there's one excuse. I'm just saying there's four. You had one starter out, so somebody else couldn't.
No. But the drop-off from that one starter is from like an A-plus to a damn near F.
But I thought y'all also lost a couple other linemen this season, right?
But that was a guard. You talking about left tackle is the most important spot on the offensive line, real talk. You can have C-plus everywhere else, but if you have a C-plus, D, F at left tackle, ask the Eagles. Ask Cash Cow what happened when Lane Johnson ain't playing.
Yeah.
They get their ass whooped. But I'm just being a realist.
But I didn't go in on your boards. I was being nice tonight.
No, you saw you was like, I don't want to hear no excuses. You got your left tackle out.
Yeah.
Sean Lee get hurt in the first quarter and Zeke ain't playing.
I've been consistent all year that Zeke should have took his six games in the beginning. He would have came in fresh when y'all need him.
But
gonna let y'all down.
But that's any team in the NFL. You take their left tackle, their best runner, and their most valuable defensive player off their team and see who they're gonna beat. Or ask them, are they gonna beat another good team? They'll beat up on somebody like the Cleveland Browns. Oh yeah, you'll beat them. Or the Giants or 49ers. You're going to beat them all day. But you meet somebody with some talent.
Yeah.
Come on now. I just wanted to, you know, touch on that. Now, the Jason Garrett thing is the coaching. How the hell you leave your left tackle out there with no help?
Yeah.
No tight end help. That's why
he can't coach.
I wonder where these guys get these jobs as coaches from.
Because he's a yes man.
That's the ABC. High school pop Warner level. If I know my left tackle can't block, but I got to play somebody, I'm going to give that side the most help. Even up the middle. If I know my guard suck, I know I got to make sure I have a full back. If I plan to pass the ball, I got to make sure I have my running back blocked up the middle. That's where I need everybody sliding up the middle. This son be dropping back like he got that dropping back like he damn Baker Mayfield. And he can't even do nothing. And then he's sitting there looking stupid. And, of course, that's going to trickle down to the rest of the team. Like, what the hell I need to go? I know we ain't finna win because the damn coach ain't putting us in position to win.
I don't understand why they didn't take Claiborne more to the inside where he had help.
No, it's not even about where he was lined up. The wide nine is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a F left tackle, you got to give him help.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. That's like with the Giants. When the Giants, at the beginning of the year, they were getting killed. Eric Flowers was getting killed.
Yep.
And Bob McAdoo wasn't giving the man no help.
Yeah. Still ain't giving him no help.
He's still getting killed. But still, that's coaching. Once again, that's McAdoo's fault.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't doing what he's supposed to do. And like I said, Cascade can say what he want. But, you know, Jason Peters, they had to move. They lost Jason Peters. But they moved Lane Johnson to left tackle.
Right.
And now, you know, the right end is strong. But if they lose Lane Johnson and Jason Peters, come talk to me. Carson Wentz be running for his damn life.
He an Eagles fan. They just got this set. First year
everything falling for them this year.
Yeah, now, the first year since McNabb that they actually been worth something.
Yeah. My whole thing is, if they run up on a team with two good pass rushers,
yep,
they're going to have a problem. Because they weak. When Peters went out, that make them weak on that right side.
Right.
It's better to be weak on the right side than the left side. That left tackle.
Right.
I'll take a good left tackle any day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and also, you know, Carson Wentz has gotten lucky that he's been able to escape.
He's got to go to Seattle. Yeah. He still got to go to Seattle, and they got to play the Rams. So, you know, time will tell.
Yeah.
They're going to kick the dog shit out of Sunday night. I don't even know why they got that game on. Because you can't block.
Yeah.
And we ain't got the coach. You know what I'm saying? So, right, we ain't going to be able to get nothing done.
Right.
So, you know, we not done. You know, I know William asked him, were we done without Zeke? He ain't got nothing to do with Zeke. If 77 don't lie, don't suit up.
Cash Cow said, when Sean Lee ain't playing, the Cowboys defense is suspect.
That's what we know that. the numbers say that.
Right.
It's Sean Lee on offense and Tyron Smith and Dak Prescott on offense. And Tyron Smith and Dak Prescott go in and in. If we gonna have a chance Sunday,
Jason Witten gets sacked like six times.
Jason Witten gonna have to stay in and block.
Right.
You may have to line him up at fullback and give that left side, give Cooper help.
Right.
That's the only option. Because if he by himself, man, shit, that gonna be over by halftime. But we gonna be able to tell if Jason Garrett can coach or not, yeah. Even though we know he can't. Because if he out Sunday and still not helping Cooper out, then
now you just like
we don't know.
You on that on Jason Garrett like I am on Jimbo Fisher. Had a chance to recover a fumble in that game. Can't even get the fumble recovery right. Man, come on. Really? But I already said my FSU prep, so.
Well, Jimbo, you know, that's some of that is Jimmy's and Joe's. He ain't got the ones. He ain't get the ones that he thought he got, you know. And you know, to go back to college, Alabama finna learn this kind of right now. Just because they five stars don't mean they five stars.
Right, right.
Exactly. That second group of five stars and four stars may not always be what they think they is.
Yeah.
And they finding that out the hard way.
This
is the first year they really dealt with injury like that.
Who's your top four in college football, Tony C? I got Bama, Miami, Oklahoma, and Clemson.
I got Miami number one.
Mm-hmm.
I got Oklahoma two.
Mm-hmm.
Bama three.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson four. Clemson four.
And
you know what? Miami, I give them props.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the hell out of Notre Dame.
Yeah, they did.
I wasn't expecting that. I put Oklahoma two because they got the most. They got three wins versus top, what, 10?
Yep, top 10 teams.
I ain't saying that as a home, my Sooners, but. and they beat Oklahoma State on the road.
Yep.
So, and they beat two of them on the road, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's in that. And I just want to say one of the hardest things to do in college football is to win on the road against a good team.
Right.
So if you're going on the road against a top 10 team with a bunch of 19 and 18-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Something 20, and you pull it out. That's why the Herd bought this up the other day. I hadn't never really thought about it. He bought it up today. Alabama don't go on the road and play nobody.
That's true.
They're having a neutral site.
Mm-hmm.
The only people they play on the road is in their conference.
Right, in the SEC.
Yeah, they don't go out.
You name me the last Alabama, when Alabama truly went on the road and played somebody tough.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
Yeah, you do. You do have to think about that.
Exactly.
But didn't that year, nope. I think it was last year or the year before last, when they played... I think it was West Virginia.
It was at a neutral site.
And that was in Atlanta. Yeah, that was in Atlanta. Yep. Well, no, but wasn't that West Virginia? It was in Atlanta. Neutral site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They played USC. They got Louisville next year in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
See, but it's smart. Don't get me wrong. If you can get away with it, like Nick Saban been getting away with it.
Yeah.
It's smart.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody never really called him on it. But damn it, I'm calling him on it now. Because now, with the playoff, you don't get penalized if you're going to and play a tough game.
Right.
I don't even think the BCS would have penalized you if it was a close game.
Right.
Nah, they didn't. They favored the SEC teams and the BCS.
Because they were all playing each other within the conference.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they favorite. That's why the BCS favorite Notre Dame. I mean, favorite the SEC.
I put a
but if you went out of conference and played somebody and lost close, they wouldn't have penalized you.
Nah, I don't think they would have.
Look at that year, Florida State. Florida State, in the second year of the BCS, they lost to NC State and still made it. They got blown out. And still made it to the title game. So, you know, you just got to play people, man. That's what the college playoff is about.
Yeah.
Playing somebody. And that's why Wisconsin need to get left out. I don't care if they do go 13-0. They ain't played nobody.
Now, that's a good point. Because you look at their schedule, they have it. But even if they win their conference,
they be two ranked teams probably. Iowa was ranked last week, and whoever they play, well, Michigan will be ranked if they beat them. And I don't think they'll beat Ohio State. Penn State, yeah. Ohio State, hell no. And if they do get in, who want to see them against somebody? Baker Mayfield will eat their ass alive, yo.
Bama eat them up. Injuries and all, Bama eat them up.
I'm just saying offensively.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what nobody say. Say what you want. My Sooners, we got a national championship offense.
Y'all got a possible Heisman Trophy winner, too.
Ain't no possible in it. Ain't nobody at the position better, playing better than that man, man. He the best is doing it right now.
Yep.
I was watching him and Tom Brady this weekend. Mm-hmm. I got to give it up to Brady. But they got a cheat sheet on your defense. Because it seems like they know exactly where to go with the ball.
They got the cliff notes.
Yeah. Something.
You got that video tape?
Well, yeah, Brady case, he might have.
I think the thing with Brady, though, and it was kind of smart for them to do if you watched that game last night, they didn't challenge the secondary. They challenged that first seven.
Who didn't?
The Patriots didn't challenge that secondary.
Didn't challenge
to leave
Denver?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they hurt him with the running backs and
the
tight
ends.
Yep. Denver got tired, man. They ain't got no offense either.
Of course, you keep sending them back out there, three and out, and yo, Brady just eating their ass alive.
I think that defense is dejected because, you know, you look over at Oswald and say, they got Brady, we got you.
And Von Miller, like, man. I shouldn't have took all this damn money. Maybe we have a quarterback around here.
Oh, man.
And I just want to say this about my Cowboys. Even though, you know, we probably going to fizzle out because we ain't going to have enough to, you know, that damn left Tyron Smith being hurt.
Yeah.
That's really going to mess up the program.
So.
Because. We lose this week, we'll be 5-5.
Uh-huh.
You got to go, four? You got six games left.
Uh-huh.
And you got to go 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
With one more against the Redskins, one more against the Eagles,
yep,
the Raiders, and the Seahawks.
Damn. Well, I don't know, but I was going to ask that question. I don't know if that Seattle defense would be the same without Sherman.
But if we ain't got Tyron Smith,
they had a much pass rush either.
Yeah, they'll just move Bennett over to that side.
And Rex Sharp.
Yep.
I mean, right how I feel right now, if I go to Tyron and I say, look, can you go at any point? If you can't, I'm shutting everybody down. I'll just go ahead and go 5-11, and get a good draft pick.
If you can't go, I'm just gonna shut it all down. Shut it all down.
Yeah. Because, bro, left tackle is such,
it's
such
crucial.
Key in the NFL,
it's crucial.
Man.
It's crucial.
Offensively.
It really is
crucial. It's crucial.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, it is crucial.
And we get that low, we get that high pick. You know what I'm saying? And you mortgage that into some more. You either take the player or you trade it and get a better. Trade it to Seattle and get goddamn Richard Sherman. Do something.
Yeah, do something with it. I feel you.
And you reload for next year.
I feel you on that, man. Let me ask you guys this. We just got done talking about college football. Is college football a better product than the NFL this year?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think they actually prepare more in college than they do in the NFL because there's been some sloppy ass games this season.
Well, you got better. You got more aggressive coaching in the college.
Yeah.
You know who coached like their college coach?
Who?
That guy that coached the Rams.
Yeah. Yeah.
He coached like he coached in the Big 12. He got a Big 12 kind of Mike Martz type mentality.
But on the flip side of that, for maybe the worst, Andy Reid been coaching like that these past couple of games.
Like but he ain't got the talent.
Like he in the Pac-10.
McVay got over there.
Yeah, that's true too. Other than Kareem Hunt.
I mean, you got Robert Woods. He was a stud at USC. Sammy Watkins was a stud. Them two legit studs right there with Todd Gurley in the backfield.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell Cash Cow one thing. You want your props from me. Y'all punch them Rams in the mouth. I give you props then.
Okay, Rams looking good.
The Rams are coming for you.
They're looking good, man. What? Rams are looking good, man.
Shout out to Robert Woods for that performance.
He got down yesterday. And let me tell you this right now. Devontae Freeman, I hate you. I hate you. Will Fuller.
I love you, Devontae Freeman. Shut it down. Will Fuller, thank you for shutting it down.
Will Fuller, I hate you too. Though it ain't your fault. It ain't your fault, Will Fuller, but I hate you too. What you did to me yesterday. Sorry, no good bastards. But anyway, I digress. Reports say Roger Goodell is asking for $50 million, a private jet, and health care for life.
Is he Ric Flair?
As part of his contract extension.
You want a better deal than the player.
Yeah.
And the retired player. Goddamn.
As part of his contract extension with the league. Now, the NFL has denied this report, but damn, why don't you just ask for $60 million and be done with it?
Hey, man, Goodell said, give me what you owe me, baby.
Lifetime, that means you're going to get the use of the jet, you're going to get the health care benefits even after you ain't commissioner anymore. Really?
Presidents don't
like
get that.
Presidents don't get that shit. Matter of fact, from what I understand, you can maybe verify this, Doom. The Secret Service don't guard you for lifetime anymore. You
get they do.
I thought they scaled it back to 20 years now.
Nah. I think that's still there. They don't guard your family, like your outside family members. So I think the president still gets Secret Service.
Okay.
Yeah, because 45 gonna need it when he get his ass out of office. The day he get out of office, he gonna be on the run.
Oh man, Tony, see our bitch of the week is Vontaze Burfict for what he did in that game with the Colts. I'm sorry, he didn't play the Colts. He played the Titans. Touching the official, how should the NFL deal with him? I say suspended for the rest of the year.
They're going to boot him out for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll learn then.
Yeah.
I don't think so. He needs to go. That's just me.
Doom is harsh. Doom said he need to be out of the league.
Nah, man, I'm a former defensive player, man. You know, it's just the stuff he does. It's like he's not taking his gift.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, why should... You know what I'm saying? He's cost his team playoff games. He's done lots of stuff, and it's just... He's not going to learn.
We'll take him in Dallas next year.
And then what's going to happen? It's going to be a crucial playoff game. He going to knock the damn other quarterback out, and then y'all going to lose the game. It's like, it happened.
You hope he'll get his mind right by then.
Man, that's just crazy. I've seen that kind of person. That's crazy.
He'll knock Kirk Cousins out.
Hey, damn it. You going to leave my first cousin alone, all right?
Yeah. Now, you got outplayed by Case Keenum.
Hey. If he wouldn't have threw that interception, at least we went down fighting in our game. Y'all just laid down.
Hey. We ain't lay down against y'all since you don't make it personal.
Dude, we go by week to week. Now, you talking about bitch of the week. I almost was going to nominate, Michael Bennett? Which one is it? The one that went from Green Bay?
Martellus.
Yeah, he mysteriously healed up when he wanted to play for the Patriots. But
do you blame him?
Huh?
Do you blame him?
He took the money.
You want to play for Green Bay? That's where a healthy Aaron Rodgers.
You took the money when Aaron Rodgers was healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah, but still.
You want to play?
Like I said, but they could get him now, right? Because he said he could. If you didn't disclose the injury, I don't know, man. I just don't like the fact that you said you hurt. They cut you. Next thing you know,
the Patriots done picked you up.
Huh?
The Patriots
They just mysteriously touched you and you healed. Oh, Jesus.
Don't hate the player. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Like Tony C always says, Aaron Rodgers need to get the hell up out of there, and I agree. Get the hell up out of there.
I ain't saying that. I'm just saying this whole thing that, you know, he was contemplating retirement and all this. Like, I don't like that.
He ain't going to retire now?
Yeah.
Hell no. Probably going to get another Super Bowl.
Yep. Hell no. I'm sorry. I'm going to use my evil powers. He's going to blow his damn knee out by the time this season out.
Evil powers? I said,
that's hate.
Don't
hate on the man because he learned how to beat the system.
Exactly. No, it's not beating the system. That's dirt. That's dirty, man.
Dang.
Hey, I did it. I put Roman Reigns out 2 years ago.
No, he didn't.
I'm going to use my evil pie.
Ladies and gentlemen. Doom. I don't know who's worse, Doom or Surfer. Because Surfer got the Infinity Gauntlet trying to take over the network. You won't use your evil powers to get players hurt.
I don't do it all the time. Like I said, Surfer is a tyrant. I try to be fair and in balance. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't like when people, like, if he...
Beat the system.
Yeah, you should have stayed down Weston McCall, but you took the money. Y'all sucking. Oh, my arm hurts. Oh, I can't lift it. Oh, man, Tom Brady, I catch by 4 touchdowns. Because what's personal for me is because I took this bastard fantasy, and he ain't did shit all season. You know,
that's why you mad now.
Nah, I've been mad. I've been on him saying that he's been overrated the whole season, but like you ain't gonna play hard, and you got
Well,
look, I try to tell you.
Do you still have him?
Yeah, I've been dropped his punk ass.
Well, that's your bad.
Nah, he ain't did nothing all season.
Well, he won with Tom Brady all season,
and I told you, and I believe I told you not to pick him up, because if you go back and look at his history, the only success he has that's been on his resume outside of New England was with the Chicago Bears. After past that, nothing, man.
It's a bum.
Nothing. Him and Jared Cook both make me sick. They got the talent to do it,
but they don't do it. They lazy.
They don't do it.
Well, he was doing it last night for the man, Tom Brady.
Hey, They're going to start running from triple tight end sets now.
They did last night. You yeah. saw it. They had all three of them.
He get hurt. Y'all heard it first. Oh, you like Lord. This bastard here.
You up here giving that bad juju.
You shouldn't let him go.
Yeah.
You knew he was going to finesse his way up out of them.
I thought he was legit hurt. I don't like being lied to, man.
Well, now there's a report out there saying he informed the Packers of the injury. So now it's come a case of he said, she said. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't like that because I do think the Packers would take care of somebody if they are hurt. This ain't like Russell Wilson. And he got a damn concussion.
Only person they ever taken care of is Aaron Rodgers. If you go back and look at their history, anybody that's ever complained about money, they got out. Only two people they ever cared about was Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Everybody else
can kick rocks and blow bubbles.
They took care of Marshall Moore back in the day.
Kick rocks.
and Reggie White.
They didn't take care of Marshall Moore.
Hell no. Because you want to touch little girls and stuff.
Oh, that was after the fact.
No, that was doing it. That was doing the fact.
He was playing for him.
He was playing for him. That was doing the fact. They didn't take care of him.
Hey, he was touching little girls. So I want to take care of him either.
But the bottom line is Aaron Rodgers is the only one they're going to look out for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he almost won him a Super Bowl that year.
That's the only
thing. He almost did.
No, I'm talking about 2 years ago. He was on one leg.
Talking about when they beat Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, they weren't going to beat, who that was?
They weren't going to beat Seattle.
They went and played.
They weren't going to beat Seattle that year anyway.
They weren't going to beat Seattle.
No. That was Seattle. Pretty much at their peak.
Nah, see, I don't go to Super Bowl that year.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did that year. Yeah, they did.
Because that was the year the Cowboys beat them in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was saying if the Cowboys have to go back once they beat Green Bay.
Yep. But
that was the Marshawn Lynch year.
Yep. Sure was.
Yeah.
Sure was.
But he alright. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, if he come back at the end of the year, if they still in it, they're going to suit him up now. If Minnesota lose a game or two,
Oh, he back in there.
He's going to be right there.
He'll be right back in there. That's for sure. That's why Tony C kept him in that IR slot. So if he does
come back. Lord bless me to get him and Tom Brady.
Yep. So if he does come back, he good to go.
And I got Carson Wentz.
Damn, the
I got the three best quarterbacks in the NFL players.
That's pretty amazing. Back.
Damn, Devontae Freeman.
It's called finessing.
Damn.
I don't know why Rays gave up. We gonna have to check. Check a dossier to make sure you and Rage ain't did no collusion or something, you know, backroom deal.
Hell, I ain't no Russian. I ain't got a collude.
No, didn't this joker say collusion?
Man, you know what I'm saying? I heard you had an Uncle Ivan, you know what I'm saying?
Tell us, say you
can remember that.
Tony, hey, you and Rage gonna have to turn over your phone records to Doom.
Yep. Only thing I heard was, I called your phone. Only thing I heard was a Russian dude talking about wrong place. Wrong time, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
stay out my game room, man.
with some chains rattling in the back.
Giants need to get rid of Ben McAdoo. I think they need to get
the
rid
Giants
of
need right to now. Get rid of everybody.
Just clean house.
They got to get rid of Eli. I think Eli's time's up. They talking about benching him. It's about that time.
I came to the revelation about them damn Giants. Mm-hmm. They are, them two Super Bowls was luckiest Super Bowls in history.
Especially that first one.
The second one too. That throw to Manningham.
Yeah.
If you ask him to make that throw 10 times, he can't make it. He's going to make it at one.
He going to throw an interception. He's going to throw an interception.
But the bottom line of it is, outside of them 2 years, they've been kind of mediocre.
Yeah.
And he made the playoffs.
And he keeps
they throwing. Ain't had no 13-3. Nope. They ain't had no 12-4.
Nope.
They can say what they want about the Cowboys. At least we didn't have some of them.
Yeah.
You might not have won. We ain't took no luck.
Right. That is true. And last thing on the docket, Utah Jazz big man Rudy Gobert is out 4 to 6 weeks after a knee injury that was diagnosed as a bone bruise.
He can hang out with his boy when he's talking trash with. I know it was cruel, but
that was wrong.
You gotta
man.
Call that the Sam Bradford bruise.
That's Sam Bradford injury. Yeah. But I wonder if the Vikings have to look at a quarterback controversy because Bridgewater's healthy now.
Well, they're just waiting on Case Keenum to mess up a couple positions.
Uh-huh.
And I think they got the Rams this week.
I think they do.
So if he stink up half a quarter, Teddy going back in there. I'm going to tell you something about these St. Louis Rams.
Uh-huh.
If they mess around
with L.A. Like Rams, they ain't St.
L.A. Well, yeah. I still call them St. Louis Rams. I'm living now. Because right now they playing like the St. Louis Rams.
Shout out to Pastor Sedell.
Greatest show on turf.
And shout out to Pastor Sedell. St. Louis Rams. There you go. Shout out to hashtag Pastor Sedell, St. Louis Rams.
I just want to say, if they do end up like beating, if they beat the Vikings, the Eagles, the Cowboys, if they mess around to beat the Seahawks in Seattle, bro, they going to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, cause they gonna be battle tested. It's like who gonna be able to mess with them?
You guys putting any stuff?
Real talk.
No.
They beating up and they beating up on good teams. It's like they beating up on like slapdick crews.
Right.
They beating up on the creme de la creme at the time.
They are. That is true.
So that's who I'm watching. And if my Cowboys don't get in, I'm gonna hitch my fandom right to them St. Louis Rams. And if they start doing the bob and weave after they score a touchdown, I'm gonna get fucking crunk. That's what damn they show used to
be. Oh man.
I'm waiting on Will to go with these fantasy stats now.
I'm about to get there right now, my friend. I'm about to get there right now. While I am doing that, anything you guys looking out for the sports in sports this week?
Not really. Let me check the Golden State score. What you think about LeBron James, Tony C being a GM for two teams?
Oh, LeBron James don't bother me. LeBron just being LeBron. I don't worry about LeBron until they bring up the Black Mamba with him or something. Or Jordan. Then that's when I get bothered by him. All this other mess he's doing, buffoonery. And they let him do it, so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they let him do it.
And he ain't gonna win no title, so he ain't got nothing else better to do.
Yeah,
he ain't gonna win the championship. Right. You know?
That's a good point, too. All right. I am on. Let me go to the league here. Don't forget, for the Fantasy League, our trade deadline is similar to the NFL. Our trade deadline is the 22nd. So get all your trades in. Get all your trades done. Trade deadline Wednesday, November 22nd at 12 p.m. Eastern. The trade deadline is only for trade transactions between teams. You can still feel free to add and drop players via free agency and waivers throughout the entire season. So there you go.
Make sure it won't be no shenanigans like last year.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Tony Clark defeated me, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., 84-73. Tony, you go up to 9-1. I fall to 8-2. Let me roll over to the second game. The Hellraisers beat Shaolin Legion of Doom, which is Phil Rea, 79-52. He goes up to 2-8. Phil falls to 4-6. Let's see. La Vitra Doombox. Doom got a win. Beat Team Fair 100-30. He goes to 5-5. Team Fair falls to 5-5 as well. Team Hightower defeats Team Goodwin 64-51. Mr. Hightower goes to 7-3. Team Goodwin goes to 0-10. Yeah, he's pretty much out of it. Team Suzuki Gun defeated my son Hunter 132-66. Mark Jones, you go to 5-5. Hunter, you drop to 3-7. Team Broom, Vernon Broom defeats Pastor Sedell 111-81. Brandon, you go to 3-7. Pastor Dell, you fall to 7-3. My good friend Charles McNeil falls to Team Coleman 104-66. Charles McNeil goes to 5-5. Team Coleman goes to 7-3. Finally, the manipulator of Rant Yam, Surfer, beats Big Tone 74-61. Surfer goes to 6-4. Big Tone falls to 5-5. Damn it, Surfer won. Damn it.
We seen like a lot of people like 50-50 this year in fantasy.
I had a bad week this week, and it's gonna get. And if Freeman don't come back, it's gonna be worse. But I've had a big. I had a bad week in fantasy this week, so brother gotta get over. Hopefully next week.
Thing. How in the hell you say you had a bad week?
Cause I play in a lot of leagues. And in a lot of leagues, I took.
Oh, you saying overall?
Right, right. So, you know.
I mean, you came out the gate strong. You had in our league, you had what Jimmy Graham and Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. But then Devontae Freeman came up with nothing, and he's rumored not to be back next week. I thought my boy Marvin Jones Jr. would have done something against Cleveland. He ain't do nothing. Montavis Bryant did a little something, something. He got a 2-point conversion. Will Fuller went out. He's questionable for next week. Bilal Powell did absolutely nothing. So, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully next week we can bounce back. I don't even know who the hell I play next week. We'll see. All right. Let's go over real quick what we got going on in network. We roll back to rantem.com very quickly. Did I leave it up? No, I did not. But tomorrow night, we got the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m., followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Anything you guys got special going on the Rant, Tony C?
Oh, that's a go-home show before Survivor Series, man.
Yep. It is. It is. Then, after those guys, on Wednesday night, we have... Should be a whole new episode of Rant and Wrestling. Friday, we got Philly Phil and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Sunday, I believe we'll still have... It may be a condensed show, but I believe we'll still have the What You Read in Comic Book Show, followed by pre-show coverage of Survivor Series, post-show for after the pay-per-view. Who's hosting? Anybody know? Double A's hosting? Okay, he should be doing both. Okay. That's cool. And then Monday night is going to be a return of this fine show, the Sports Report, episode 31 of the Sports Report. So definitely get in there. 706-993-4606 is the number for you guys to call in. That's going to do it for us, man. You guys got anything you want to get out there before we jump off?
Great show. Boomer Sooner. All the way.
The death of Florida State. Jeez, man. And Duke being number one is a farce. That's a farce, people. Go back and look at the Blue Devils' history. That's a farce. They ain't gonna hold it. All right. Let me go ahead and get my intro, and then we'll cut on out of here for the night. Cash Cow, thank you for being in the chat. Cat Mother Pants, thank you for being in the chat. I'm just trying to find out what does Captain Underpants have against Rage? Anybody know?
I don't.
Yeah, he's just pulling his, I think he might just pull in Rage chain. All right, guys, thank you for being here with me. I'll see you next Monday, 11:15 p.m. right here on Red Ian Radio. Everybody, take care.